"Four standard days ago," the Quirl said, "a group of our ships intercepted a single culture craft of conventional outward appearance, but rather odd internal construction, judging by its emission signature. The ship was destroyed easily enough, but its mind escaped. There was a planetary system nearby. The mind appears to have transcended real space to within the planetary surface of the globe it chose, thus indicating a level of hyperspatial field management we had thought, hoped, was still beyond the culture. Certainly such spaceobatics are beyond us for the moment. We have reason to believe, due to that and other indications, that the mind involved is one from a new class of general systems vehicles the culture is developing. The mind's capture would be an intelligence coup of the first order." The Quirl paused there. Hawser took the opportunity to ask, "Is this thing on Shah's world?"
"Yes, according to his last message, it intended to shelter in the tunnels of the command system."
"And you can't do anything about it?" Hawser smiled.
"We came to get you. That is doing something about it, Bora Hawser."
The Quirl paused.
"The shape of your mouth tells me you see something amusing in this situation." "What would that be?"
"I was just thinking. Lots of things. That the mind was either pretty smart or very lucky. That you were very lucky you had me close by. Also that the culture isn't likely to sit back and do nothing."
"To deal with your points in order," Zoralandra said sharply, "the culture mind was both lucky and smart. We were fortunate. The culture can do little because they do not, as far as we know, have any changes in their employ, and certainly not one who has served on Shah's world. I would also add, Bora Hawser," the Adirant said, putting both huge hands on the table and dipping his great head toward the human, "that you were more than a little lucky yourself."
"Ah, yes. But the difference is that I believe in it." Hawser grinned.
It does you little credit," observed the Quirl.
Hawser shrugged. "So you want me to put down on Shah's world and get the mind?"
"If possible. It may be damaged. It may be liable to destruct, but it is a prize worth fighting for. We shall give you all the equipment you need, but your presence alone would give us a toehold."
"What about the people already there? The changes on caretaker duty?"
"Nothing has been heard from them. They were probably unaware of the mine's arrival. Their next routine transmission is due in a few days, but given the current disruption in communications due to the war, they may not be able to send."
"What?" Hawser said slowly, one finger describing a circular pattern on the table surface which he was looking at. "Do you know about the personnel in the base?"
"The two senior members have been replaced by younger changers," the Adirant said. "The two junior sentinels became seniors, remaining there."
"They wouldn't be in any danger, would they?" Hawser asked.
"On the contrary. Inside the Dryasian Quiet Barrier on the Planet of the Dead must rank as one of the safest places to be during the current hostilities. Neither we nor the culture can risk causing the Dryasian any offense. That is why they cannot do anything, and we can only use you."
"If," Hawser said carefully, sitting forward and dropping his voice slightly, "I can get this metaphysical computer for you. Something in your voice tells me we approach the question of remuneration," Zoralandra said. "We do indeed. I've risked my neck for you lot long enough, Zoralandra. I want out. There's a good friend of mine on that Shah's world base, and if she's agreeable, I want to take her and me out of the whole war. That's what I'm asking for."
"I can promise nothing. I shall request this. Your long and devoted service will be taken into account."
Hawser sat back and frowned. He wasn't sure if Zoralandra was being ironic or not. 6 years probably didn't seem like very long at all to a species that was virtually immortal. But the Quirl Zoralandra knew how often his frail human charge had risked all in the service of his alien masters without real reward. So perhaps he was being serious. Before Hawser could continue with the bargaining, the helmet shrilled once more. Hawser winced. All the noises on the Adirant ship seemed to be deafening. The voices were thunder. Ordinary buzzers and bleepers left his ears ringing long after they stopped, and announcements over the PA made him put both hands to his head. Hawser just hoped there wasn't a full-scale alarm while he was on board. The Adirant ship alarm could cause damage to unprotected human ears.
"What is it?" Zoralandra asked the helmet.
"The female is on board. I shall need only 8 more minutes to get the gun."
"Have the cities been destroyed?"
"They have, Quirl,
Break out of orbit at once and make full speed for the fleet.
Quirrell, I must point out, said the small, steady voice on the helmet on the table.
Captain, Zora Lunder said briskly, in this war there have to date been 14 single dual engagements between Type 5 light cruisers and mountain-class general contact units. All have ended in victory for the enemy. Have you ever seen what is left of a light cruiser after a GCU has finished with it?
No, Quirrell.
Neither have I. And I have no intention of seeing it for the first time from the inside. Proceed at once.